playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with CAO Clerk Maury O'Neill. Short-term accommodations. There's been a process underway for a few months, but let's start with the background. We're talking about stuff like Airbnb, that sort of thing?
Exactly. Anyone who would rent an accommodation to a visitor for 29 days or less. So short-term is defined as a sleeping area provided in a dwelling that is used for overnight accommodations 29 days or less.
But not stuff like hotels or motels, etc.
Correct. It doesn't apply to motels and hotels. They're regulated under other regulations and acts. And so today we're speaking specifically about short-term accommodations, which many would compare to Airbnbs.
Prior to the latest developments, those were not recognized by various rules for the municipality. So in order for them to be legal, they needed to be included.
Exactly, Dan. You know, unfortunately, we have planning documents referred to as our official plan and zoning bylaw, and they were created decades ago when short-term accommodations weren't envisioned when we looked at how we plan for our community. So we needed to bring those documents up to date today. I mean, we've witnessed over the years the growth in short-term accommodations, particularly those types of units that were developed in the community to deal with contractors coming to the community as the mines grew. Tourists who preferred to maybe locate in someone's home versus a traditional motel unit. So they've grown over time, so we needed to bring laws and regulations of today in line so that short-term accommodations provided in the community weren't illegal from a planning perspective.
So what you've done is amend that zoning bylaw, amend the official plan, and that's what's happened so far.
Exactly. So council had a public meeting in February, and then at our last meeting on March 19th, council approved the regulatory bylaws to amend those planning documents. In those documents, there's a number of set out requirements for regulating and governing short-term accommodations, such as proper parking has to be provided. They can't provide a nuisance to the residential area surrounding the locations of such units, and things like that there can be no more than 3 short-term accommodations or sleeping areas provided in 1 residential dwelling at a time for short-term accommodations. So from a planning perspective, regulations were put in place, and part of those regulations then include that any short-term accommodation operating in the municipality will have to obtain a license to do business in the community of Wawa.
And we're not just talking about a standard business license that businesses need to get, but this is a special license for short-term accommodations.
Absolutely, and we need a separate licensing system because there'll be some conditions to make sure that our short-term accommodations are operating in compliance with the Ontario Building Code, with the Fire Code, and with other health and safety regulations that exist to ensure that not just the operators of short-term accommodations are protected, but those who may stay in those units are kept safe. And our licensing system will make sure that an inspection is required, proper documentation filed, and site plans provided so we can ensure proper fire extinguishers and entrances and exits are provided for the safety of the entire community.
So at this time, this licensing system is not yet implemented. It's not yet approved. This is the next step that the municipality is taking.
Exactly. We have presented a draft of a proposed licensing system to council, and now the municipality is very interested in getting input from the entire community, but particularly those operating short-term accommodations. So a copy is available on our website, wawa.cc, and we'll make sure it's posted on social media. So really looking for the community to provide input in that licensing system. We intend that likely on our next council meeting, April 16th, that this bylaw would be approved.
How long do people have to give input?
We would ideally like to have comments in by Friday, April the 12th. That would allow us to have a full report for council on the 16th.
And I know another aspect of the short-term accommodations that has been talked about is the municipal accommodation tax the municipality's looking at for hotels. That would apply as well?
Exactly. So part of legalizing the short-term accommodations is to make sure that when we ask council to approve the implementation of an accommodation tax, that this tax applies equally and fairly to our existing motel hotel operators as well as our short-term rental operators. So this is all leading up to as well a request to council and to the community to support an accommodation tax on visitors to the community to support future tourism and marketing projects that we plan to do in the future.
But to clarify for people, that is not something that's currently approved. It's not part of this licensing system that's being approved. That's a separate item that will go through its own approval process.
Yes, thank you, Dan, for the clarification. You're absolutely correct, and we invite your listeners to stay tuned to Jam FM, as we will certainly have some public input meetings on the MAT tax at a future date, likely in May and June. So thank you for the clarification. The short term does not specifically relate to the MAT tax at this time.
Once again, that is Maury O'Neill, CAO and clerk for the municipality of Wawa, joining us for Town Talk at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.